Good morning. We'd like to see the title, Discretion, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 5, verses 1 through 23. Before starting the Word of God, we'd like to suggest three questions for online courses. Number one, in verse 2, what does discretion mean? In verse 2, what does discretion mean? Question 2. In verse 14, I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. What does it mean? Question 2. In verse 14, I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. What does it mean? Last question in verse 15. Drink waters out of thine own cistern, and running waters out of thine own well. What does it mean? The last question in verse 15, drink waters out of your own cistern, and running waters out of your own well. What does it mean? This Proverb chapter 5 was written by Solomon. Originally, Solomon wrote about 3,000 Proverbs. We can see in the book, the First Kings of chapter 4, verse 32. Solomon spoke 3,000 Proverbs and wrote 1,005 songs. So the Psalm 150 Psalms were written, most of them by David, but Solomon's Psalms were written by Solomon, only two. So we left right here 31 Proverbs, so 22, 23, 24, and 3, and 31. So total five the Proverbs are excluded from 31 Proverbs or so. Total 26 Proverbs were written by Solomon the king. So originally Solomon 3,000 Proverbs, so only left 26 Proverbs left in the book of Proverbs. The Proverbs probably were written at the beginning of the reign of Solomon the king. So then middle age over Solomon the king reigning Israel, he wrote Song of Songs. So at the end of the Solomon's reigning, he wrote Ecclesiastes. Why? Because from beginning Solomon received the God's wisdom, because he asked only God's wisdom to discern right or wrong in order to judge Israel people's matter. That's why God gave not only wisdom, but also wealth and long life too. But the middle ground his reigning age, he had a lot of wives, including the strange women, the Gentiles too. In the Old Testament, prohibited interracial marriage because of the conduit of idol worship coming from foreign countries. The book of Proverbs maintained, Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So holy fear is the beginning, the start of knowledge and wisdom. That is maintained. Today, the first one said, my son, attend unto my wisdom and bow your ear to my understanding. Here, my son, my wisdom. So my son means the tutor, like a listener, so, or a student. So here The teacher is Solomon. Solomon basically delivered God's word, God's word. So my wisdom, which meaning God's wisdom, also God's understanding. So wisdom understanding right there, first of all, God's knowledge. So we should understand the God's knowledge by interpretation. That's understanding. Understanding meaning knowledge is interpreted to make us understand. That's understanding. The next step, understanding words is applicable to a particular situation. So applicable understanding knowledge is called as wisdom. So here, my son or my student, my listener, pay attention to my wisdom or divine wisdom and bow your ear or give your ear to me. It's the same meaning. Pay attention to God's understanding. Verse 2, that you may regard discretion and that your lips may keep knowledge. Here, discretion. Discretion means ability to discern according to God's word, according to God's knowledge. So ability. Ability to discern is very important because the discerner is the word of God. So then your lips meaning your word and all our word. So the Matthew chapter 15 verses 18 and 19 said, my word is actually coming from my heart. Here Jesus says, and those things which proceed out of mouths come from the heart. So out of mouths or out of lips and coming from the heart. So your word, your mouth may keep knowledge. So basically, you should keep, God's word flood out, that means. For the lips of a strange woman, or at the strange woman's word, oral word, speech, or talking, drop as a honeycomb. So honeycombs oozes out, kind of sweet, in order to attract men. And her mouth is smoother than oil. So here, strange woman, in this context, means immoral woman or prostitute or other than wife. God ordained wife and husband's marriage. We can see Genesis chapter 1, verses 27-28. In God's creation, so God created a man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Why God created male and female? Single form, male and female, not male and females, or males and females. This is person singular. Then God blessed them, male and female. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. So God's intent to have a male and female to be fruitful and multiply. So that's why the marital relationship, coming from marital relationship, the sex, can reproduce children. So that's God's the original intention. So therefore, the marriage is ordained by God. Also, Genesis chapter 2, verse 24-25, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. So here talk about, first of all, separated from his parents, then cleaved unto his wife. So one flesh, one unity. Then they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. So basically emotional or fleshly, the unity too, person naked, not ashamed. So therefore, marriage itself is ordained by God for the purpose to be fruitful and multiply. That's God's intention. So, but in the Matthew chapter 5, verse 31-32, God doesn't want to divorce. Furthermore, it has been said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her certificate of a divorce. That's in the Old Testament. For certain reason, divorces your wife or your husband, you give a certificate of a divorce to Moses. But Jesus said to you, whoever divorces his wife for any reason, except sexual immorality, causes her to commit adultery. So basically, the divorce itself is totally barred, totally prohibited, except one thing, the sexual immorality or fornication, such as adultery. So whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery. So basically, divorce is prohibited, but only one exception, the sexual immorality or fornication, such as adultery. But this is not ritual automatically, approved for divorce. It does not mean so. At least the wife or victim spouse should give opportunity to adulterous spouse to repent and come back, for a certain period of time. So that because of Jesus' love, at least a certain time, the repentance the required. But certain cases, husband wife can marry, which means widow can marry any time. Widow can marry. The Romans chapter 7 verse 2 and 3 said, for the woman who has a husband is bound by the Lord to her husband as long as he lives. But if a husband dies, she is released from the law over her husband. So, if her husband dies, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, although she has married another man. Vice versa, true. Widow or widower can marry, So, opposite, gender, spouse, and time. So same gender supposed marriage homosexual is prohibited as considered as a sin according to the Bible, Romans chapter 1. So for the lips of a strange woman or a prostitute or other than spouse drops a honeycomb and her mouth is smoother than oil in order to attract another husband. For her end is bitter and wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Till finally, there's a wormwood and a very bitterness, a sharp two-edged sword. So there's a cut, offer anything, cut family peace between husband and wife, who basically a prostitute, the sexual relationship might cut, the marital, peaceful family relationship cup. Her feet, the prostitute's feet, go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell or shell or grave. So the final, they reached to death. Verse 6, lest thou shouldest upon the path of life. So you should not pay attention to the path of life. Her ways are movable, or her ways are unstable. The prostitute's ways are unstable, that you cannot know them. So you don't know, her ways. Said because the husband had uncontrollable affection, like a passion. So the husband reached into the intercourse with prostitute, the resulting in like death, into shell. So unstable, you know, way. Verse 7, hear me now, therefore, yeah, the listener, hear me now, therefore, all your children, children of God, and depart not from the words of my mouth, which meaning, do not depart from God's word, because my mouth, which meaning the Solomon delivered God's word to you. So stay on the God's word. First said, remove thy way far from her, and coming not nigh the door over her house. So your way far from prostitute. So don't go to prostitute. Also, do not go to near the door of her houses. Remove your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house. So sometimes the curiosity, so do not have any curiosity over, you know, prostitute, you know. So curiosity, you know, grows up to he would fall in prostitute relationship. Then finally, he become a slave over, you know, prostitute. Lest thou give thine honor unto others and thy ears unto cruel. So your honor, you know, might be lost. Your honor would be lost because your involvement in prostitute relationship. We saw, you know, the New York governor, the involved in prostitute relationship. His honor as a New York governor was lost when relationship was disclosed. Your ears unto cruel, so your life, you know, came into cruel, you know, cruel. So you know, we can see, lest strangers be filled with your wealth. So strangers. So prostitutes, you know, strange rumors, family, relatives, all people are filled with your wealth, meaning took away your wealth. And your labors be in the house of a stranger. So your labors, you know, ultimately contributed to the house of, you know, strange rumors, you know, the prostitute's house. And you mourn at the last, but at the last moment you regret, or your remorse, when your flesh and your body are consumed. Also your flesh and your body are consumed, meaning such as, you know, sexual transmitted disease or, you know, contaminated with your body, because that prostitute had a relationship, sexual relationship, not only with you but also with so many people. So the sexual disease are transmitted to you. So for example, syphilis, you know, or AIDS, you know, such thing. That kind of thing, you know, kill you finally. You know, blindness or would kill you. And say, how I hated the instruction, and my heart despised the reproof. Verses 12 through 14, basically he immersed, or he regret, how come, you know, I don't listen to his instruction, the Lord's instruction, or how come I despised his reproof, you know, something like that. My heart despises reproof or correction, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers. Didn't I obey my teacher's voice, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me? So, you know, why, you know, didn't I pay attention to instructor? I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. What does it mean, this one? I is like a adulterer, because I am married, but I had intercourse with another than wife, you know, vice versa, same way, or adulterer or adulteress, you know, either way. So almost in all evil, because the cheating on, you know, my spouse or even, but in the midst of the congregation and assembly, but in the midst, this is to talks about a public reprimand, because in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 22, just says, if a man is found lying with a woman married to a husband, then both of them shall die. The man that lay with the woman and the woman, so you shall be put away the evil from Israel, from the congregation of Israel. So that is Deuteronomy chapter 22, you know, the public reprimand. So that kind of he might be public, you know, reprimanded. Oh, one example, the Joseph and Mary as engagement, but before marriage, Joseph found his fiance was pregnant. That's why, you know, Joseph secretly intended to put away, you know, his fiance Mary. So why? Because Joseph, think that because the publicly she might be reprimanded. So lest the she should be publicly reprimanded. That's why Joseph, you know, secretly intended to put away, you know, Mary. So, but you know, the angel, you know, interrupted Joseph's thought, so let Joseph accept her because she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit, you know, something like that. So that kind of the public reprimand situation, this one's in midst of congregation and assembly. Verse 15, drink waters out of your own cistern and running waters out of your own well. What does it mean? Basically, cistern well is a symbol of a spouse over, you know, marital relationship, spouse. So basically, enjoy your wife or enjoy your husband's over the marriage ordained by God. So that kind of meaning, why, you know, the well, the system? Because in the Old Testament, in the wilderness situation, the system and the well is equally important to his wife or her husband. So husband cannot lend his wife to another man, or wife, you know, cannot lend her husband to another woman. So that kind of, you know, situation. So that's why, you know, the use in the wilderness of Old Testament in Israel area, there is a cistern and well is equally important to his wife. Verse 16, let thy fountains be dispersed abroad and rivers of waters in the street. That's a King James Version. King James Version, which means fountains in a plural. So rivers, waters. So basically one system, you know, coming the fountain, not only one fountain, but a lot of fountains, plural. Waters coming from the well or a cistern. Waters and a lot of fountains in the street. Then meaning the system wife or spouse, you know, reproduction of children, the children and great children. So basically the let them multiply, you know, abroad, not only this area, in another area abroad, multiply your children, your descendant abroad in the street, because God's creation intention be fruitful and multiply. Or, you know, so you may be, you know, blessed and your children blessed. Yeah. Thy fountains, which mean your children and like that. But the New King James Version, a little different meaning, because of rhetorical question. Should your fountains be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the street? which meaning your foundation should not be dispersed, scattered into other people. What does it mean? That meaning you shouldn't have illicit affairs with another. So your wife or your spouse cannot be given to another people. That kind of meaning is New King James Version is a prohibition over your spouse to share with or others, that kind of a meaning. So which one is better for you? So then verse 16, depending upon which Bible version which you use, let them be only your own and not strange with you. So right here, the 17th conclusion. So you shouldn't allow other people use your own or your own spouse. So or so not allow strangers to use your spouse. Take on the verse 17. Let your fountain be blessed. Rejoice with the wife of your youth. So basically, that's a blessed, your fountain. Be blessed meaning the fountain is multiplied, be fruitful. That's a blessed. Rejoice with the wife of your youth. When you married during at your young age, you enjoy your wife. Or we can say you enjoy your spouse, enjoy your husband. So that is a permanent situation, lifetime. So let her be as the loving hind and pleasure roar. Hind is a female deer, roar is a kind of deer too. Let her breast satisfy you at all times. So you enjoy your wife's breast. How long? All times, all lifetime, always, or also, and be you ravished always with her love. Ravished like a very sensational term, rejoice exceedingly, the up to crazily, some kind of ravished always with her wife. It's basically Solomon expressed frankly the joy over the sexual relationship and marriage, like that. So ravished always, also at all time. So here we can see, God intended marriage to be permanent until both spouses are alive. So during marriage situation, either spouse is not allowed to have affair with another. Also, verse 20, and why will you, my son, be ravished with a strange woman or with a prostitute, with another other than spouse, and embrace the bosom of a stranger? Here's a rhetorical question. Negative means. So you shouldn't be ravished with a stranger man. So if your marriage life is dull, so dull marriage life is not intended by God. So God, wants you to, all the time you should have a marriage relationship joyfully. How much joy? Exceedingly joyfully, ravished status is recommended. For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and be pondered all his goings. So before the eyes of the Lord, I mean, God knows your secret, affair, anything. God knows, secret affair. So always you should think of God. So you shouldn't embark in affair with a strange woman or a strange man. His own iniquities, so adulterers, own iniquities, adultery shall take the wicked himself. So because of his adultery, he become the adulterer. or the wicked, and he shall be holden with the cause of his sin, which meaning he shall be bound to the cause of his sin. So he is a slave, you know, over adultery. So his own iniquity, such as adultery, entraps the wicked man. So wicked man or the adulterer, and he, adulterer, is caught in the cause of his sin, in the slave of adultery. Well, verse 23, he shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly, over his stupidity, he shall go astray. He will be bound this adultery. He dies without instruction and in the great folly. Let's just see each question. In verse 2, what does discretion mean? In this context, discretion means ability to discern what's wrong, what's right, according to God's word. Here, God's word, what is that? God's word, understanding and wisdom. Question 2, in verse 14, I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. What does it mean? This is public reprimands. I gave a lady cited the Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 22. So somebody involved in adultery, and both of them should be killed from Israel, you know, in the Israel. Last question, in question 3, in verse 15, drink waters of the thine own cistern and running waters out of thine own well. What does it mean? So well cistern is a symbol of a spouse, of the marriage relationship ordained by God. So enjoy your spouse for your lifetime. Let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer, then we'll receive a question and koinonia. God bless you.